Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, Kloman Beis, and we're looking at Simon Tes, which is talking about the halachas of Pas Palter and Pas Yisrael. So we were just trying to clarify the different shitas which we hold in regards to Pas Palter. So we did mention there's an opinion which holds that even Pas Palabayas is mutter, bread of the, not of a potter, of a baker, but a bread of which is made by a non-Jew. Again, we're all talking about all cases. We're talking about that there's no questions in regards to the kashrus. There are no concerns about kashrus. The only issue was that Chazal made a takana not to use the bread of a non-Jew to keep a distance and prevent potentially chas v'shalom the situation of intermarriage. So nowadays, many times, the possible bias would almost be impossible, but we had no way to know clearly that the person's making the bread in a way which is kosher. But paspalter is commercially made bread, so that is a potentially very common issue. So where do we stand halacha lemaisa on this? So based on the Gemara, there's clearly there's going to end up being three shitas in regards to palter lemaisa. We'll start from the most lenient, that palter is mutter, even when pas Yisrael of a palter Yisrael is available, or pas Yisrael is available. So I can make my own bread, or there's pas palter of a Yisrael available, I'm allowed to use pas of a palter. The Yisrael of chassis doesn't apply in that situation, it's going to be mutter. This is the opinion which the Ramah brings in Yeridaya Simkuf Yudbeis, at the end of Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says that palter is only mutter in a case where there's no Jewish baker, so then you're allowed to use the bread of a non-Jewish baker. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings that the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that there are some places which allow that, but in the case there's some places which do not even allow that, which means even in a case where palter of a Yisrael is not available, you cannot get bread from a Jewish bakery, and the only bakery available is a non-Jewish bakery. It's still, you should be machmer, and only use pasizot, which means you would have to bake your own bread, and you cannot buy from a baker. So those are the three opinions. Palter is always mutter. Palter is mutter when Jewish baker is not available, or palter is never mutter. Now the language of the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Mekamos, which means there's some Mekamos which say that it's also. The question is, what does it mean? It depends on Mekamos. This is a halacha question. So the way this is understood is that the original Takana, when Chazal made the Isser, they eventually removed the Isser, but some Mekamos in Klai Yisrael held onto that Isser as a minig, and it's now got to the din of a minig, that therefore minhagim are binding and they have to continue as such. A place which has no standing minig, they are allowed to assume at least the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch for Svardim, if palter Yisrael is available, palter akum is also. So if I can get Jewish bread, I cannot use non-Jewish bread. And the Ramah brings opinion that palter is mutter, period. So now this gives us the background to the discussion that the Chayyadim is going to discuss. What do you do when you have a choice between these two breads? One which is better, which is from a palter of a goy. We will do the actual language of the Chayyadim inside tomorrow. But meanwhile, I just want to point out a few points in regards to palter. The Mishmur does mention in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that even though people which are mekel in palter for the weekdays and Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's appropriate that they should use Pas Yisrael because of the covet of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore they should bake their own bread in that situation if possible. So not only for the bread that you say the hamotzi on, but the whole meal preferably should be from either palter Yisrael, or the person should make his own bread. And similarly, it's brought down in Simon Tafresh Gimel, or Chaim Tafresh Gimel, to that during assessment shuva, even a person who's makel and palter, past palter the whole year, should be noig to be machmir during assessment shuva, to only use palter bread of a Yisrael, either palter Yisrael or bake his own bread. And that would mean even if there is there's no palter Yisrael in the city, which according to the Shulchan Aruch, that case is mutter. Preferably, still a person should be machmer and bake his own bread. So there's a element of tahara which takes place during, the Levush explains, there's an element of tahara which takes place during a Sesame Tshuva that we do not want to take in that from the non-Jewish bread. So that now, even a person who is machmer the whole year to only use palter Yisrael, if a person is traveling, so the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Beis, the person is not in a place where he where it's possible to get it, he's traveling. Let me give you the language over here. The person is nizarim for Passover Gomer, but he's bederech. So if he'll wait for a little bit, he can traveling forward in the distance of the next 72 minutes, he'll be able to get past Israel. He should wait. But if not, he's allowed to eat the pas of pas palter of a goy. He doesn't have to wait beyond that distance, that amount of time traveling ahead. So it comes out that even though he's very hungry, etc., that much he's mechuyev to wait if that's what he's doing. But if he can't even get that, so there is a scenario which even those which are machmer and pas Yisrael can be mekel to use pas palter. So we're going to see in the Chayotim another scenario where that's going to play itself out. Beis Hashem, we will do that tomorrow's shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.